Shalom, precious ones, and welcome to Bride Hour Podcast on the exposition of truth restored to the Bride of Christ in this last age, the Laodicean Church Age. Dear God, revive our hearts as we feast on your word in today's episode, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll read Matthew chapter 17 from verse 11 to verse 12 for today's episode. And Jesus answered unto them, Elias truly shall come first and restore all things. Verse 12, but I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 9, verse 12, speaking of the same event, said, and he, Jesus, answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first and restoreth all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught? In verse 13, but I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as is written of him. Looking at the letter from the two accounts, the Elias to come first to restore all things was already fulfilled. These two accounts have Malachi chapter 4, from verse 5 to verse 6 as their source of authority. Now the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So it will take spiritual revelation and events to make this prophecy clear. Again, in Malachi chapter 4 from verse 5 to verse 6, from the standpoint of the letter, Elias comes and does the two things at the same time. But the fulfillment of the prophecy, which is the interpretation thereof, proves different. We hear today so much in this age about the message of the hour, the message people, end time message churches, people testifying, I'm in the message. Some branding others not in the message, because they don't believe a particular doctrine or belong to a particular group of message people. My, we want to find out why the message. What at all is the message? Who is the messenger? Why should I believe the message? How long will the message last? I believe it will be a great blessing unto us, and will straighten up the records. I'm trusting God. It will strengthen our faith and open the eyes of others to the truth restored to the Bride of Christ in this last age. For today's episode, why the message? Do we need any message in the midst of all that Christendom, the Pentecostalism, the Charismatism, and all that is going on today? Do we need any message? Why a message? First of all, there are three major prophetic scriptures, among others, to be fulfilled before the coming of the Lord at this end time. These scriptures are Malachi chapter 4, from verse 5 to 6, Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, then Luke 17, verse 30, among other scriptures. We will look at them, God willing, in the future. Now, why the message of the hour? Why the message of the hour? The message of the hour is to fulfill end-time Bible prophecies for the coming of the Lord, the rapture. That makes it unique. Two, the message of the hour is to fulfill scriptures, to demonstrate again Jesus Christ as the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Again, the message of the hour is to call out and get the bride of Christ ready for the coming of the Lord, the rapture. That is how crucial it is when we talk about the message of the hour. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, there is a messenger to forerun the coming of the Lord. And that messenger will be the voice crying in the wilderness. In Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 1 to 3, a messenger always carries a message, and there is no messenger without a message. Now, when these prophecies were fulfilled, that was the ministry of John the Baptist. John's name was not in the prophecies, but his ministry vindicated him to be the fulfillment of the prophecies of the first coming of the Lord, to be a forerunner, the forerunner to come. Jesus himself vindicated John in Matthew chapter 11, verse 10. Contrary to the religious people's interpretation of that day, Jesus vindicated John to be the fulfillment of Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. And John the Baptist himself testified in John chapter 1, verse 23, that he is the voice crying in the wilderness. That's Isaiah chapter 40. Now, Jesus also referred to John as the Elijah or Elias, as Elias to come in Matthew chapter 11, verse 14. And that John was to prepare the way of the Lord to make the people ready to receive the Lord, the first coming. Now, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6 speaks a different language about the coming of Elijah. He is to turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers. When Zechariah prophesied about John, he spoke of John preparing the way before the Lord, nothing about restoring all things. That's Luke chapter 1, verse 76. And when Angel Gabriel spoke to Zechariah, the father of John, concerning John, he only made mention of turning the heart of the fathers to the children, nothing said about children to their fathers. That was the first coming of the Lord. So we can see now events are making clear Bible prophecies. From Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, if it took a prophet messenger to forerun the first coming, it would take a prophet messenger to forerun the next coming, which is the second coming of the Lord. Exactly so. If it took the spirit of Elijah the first time, it will take the spirit of Elijah this time also. John came 400 years after the prophecy of Malachi, and the religious system of that day was so messed up, reduced to traditions of men, man-made interpretations of the scriptures to be fulfilled for that generation. There are scriptures to be fulfilled in every generation. There are man-made interpretations of the scriptures to be fulfilled that generation. The main program of God for that generation was the coming Messiah. And God's provided way was John to forerun the coming Messiah, the coming of the Lord. It took John to introduce the Messiah when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The Messiah was to come as the Lamb of God. Another time he said, "There is one standing among you whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose." The Messiah was standing present, and the religious world knew nothing about it. If that did turn the heart of the fathers to the children, then the spirit of Elijah must fall on someone else at the second coming to turn the heart of the children to their fathers. That will be Elijah to restore all things at the end time. After 2,000 years of the first coming of the Lord, Look at the mess. Look at the perversion. Look at man-made interpretations. Look at Christendom reduced to traditions. Christendom is so sick, going in different directions. The first church, the seed church, Christianity, had the full light, full revelation, had the original. But as the ages rolled by, the church started losing grip of the original till the dark ages of complete apostasy. But God started restoring. Every time he sent the light, they would denominate. Till this end time, when the church is described as Laodicea of different denominations. If the first church was the seed church that went into the ground, the Alpha Bride, the last church, the one to see the coming of the Lord, must be the seed church that has come up from the ground, the Omega Bride. The seed in the beginning must be the seed at the end, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Alpha is Omega. Jesus himself said, Elijah, not denomination, not some evangelist, not some apostle, not some church denomination or anything else, but Elijah cometh first to restore all things, and it will take his message, not the man, the flesh and blood, not the man himself, it will take his message, the gospel he will preach, the scriptural teachings, to turn the heart of the children, the believers in this last generation, to their fathers, the original apostolic fathers of the first century Christianity. The children had to believe the same thing, receive the same Holy Spirit, baptized in water, the same Acts 2:38, be immersed in water in the name of Jesus Christ, have the same power, the same signs, operate the same nine spiritual gifts, have the same ministry of apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists, the same light, the same life. That is why the message. If Jesus is coming for the church in rapture, there must be a standard to meet the rapture. And because of the many claims and voices, God has sent a vindicated voice, a vindicated message to alert, to call and prepare the people for the coming of the Lord, the rapture. There's only one program of God, this end time for the church, and that is the rapture. And there's only one provided way, a message to forerun the coming of the Lord, the rapture. That is why the message. That is how crucial it is to take the church back to the original at the beginning before the rapture. I trust you have been blessed. Stay tuned till I come your way with next episode, What at All is the Message of the Hour. Share the link to bless someone else. And remember to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts for a new episode every Wednesday. Stay blessed.